I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's interviews, where we get to know the people behind and in front of the creative industries. We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists and musicians. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Electric Kiwi.
Yes, and I'm singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcin Novelli from Canada, a man who wears many hats, literally and figuratively. When I'm not releasing music under my own name, I'm producing and mixing records for other artists or directing and editing music videos and music documentaries. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as my name, Marcin Novelli.
You can indeed. Mm-hmm. You can indeed. Yes. Our shirts have arrived and are available to purchase on our website. We've got them in 7 different colors, so you've got plenty of choice. There's a link to them in our show notes, so go and get them. And use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 10% off your purchase as our way of saying, we love you. Thank you.
You rock.
You rock.
Yes.
All of the above.
All of the above. So just one more week until my new acoustic EP, The Reimagining Volume 1, comes out. I'm really excited about that. And you can pre-order it and preview it on my website, which was designed by Ross. So you know it's awesome. MarcinNovelli.com. Pretty simple. Do it up and show some support.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. I know that everyone who's heard it already recommends it. Aww. So yeah, go on.
Thank you.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself. So joining us this week from London is Sync licensing specialist Pam Lewis-Rudden. Pam is the founder of Plutonic Group Syncs, a boutique third-party licensing agency specializing in music placement for TV, films, advertising, gaming, and trailer productions that require music with character and individuality.
Yes, as a Sync licensing specialist, Pam as Sync licensing...
Okay, that part needs to be changed.
Brass, what is happening today? Ross messed up the notes. You know what this is like? You know what this is like? This is like when news anchors...
like Wayne's World.
This is like when news anchors piss off the teleprompter person and then they type something in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what Ross is doing. You're trying to fuck with me, aren't you, Ross? He's
totally... I'm trying and succeeding, yeah.
I love it. This is great.
I take... That is an outtake, dude. That actually needs to be posted as an outtake. Just saying.
Okay. Oh, just God. Saying. You're killing
All right.
me.
Here we go.
Okay.
As a Sync licensing specialist, Pam represents artists, songwriters, and premium vintage music catalogs along with music publishing companies globally. We're excited to learn more about the world of Sync licensing and the advice Pam would offer to musicians looking for licensing opportunities. So, welcome to the show, Pam.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you for being on the show today.
Should we reveal our secrets now or
usually,
hold back?
Usually we pretend like we got that. It didn't take us 3 times to get that intro right at all, right?
No, I think it took us 4.
I think it took us several times. But anyway, enough with us feeling awkward. I want to make you feel awkward, Pam, just so
you
can join
you,
in with
you,
us.
Right.
Tell us 3 things about yourself that everyone should know.
Ooh, wow. Okay. 3 things. I love to laugh. If you make me laugh, you'll be my best friend forever. I live, love, and breathe music 24 hours, 7 days a week. And I like Twinkies.
Okay. That was concise, and we learned a lot about you. I think that's important.
Yeah.
I think my favorite is making you laugh. Because, you know, I'm going to say that, you know, we've spent a little time with you before we started this interview today, about a half hour. Ross has known you before, but I mean, I liked you in the first 10 seconds and you made me laugh already. So something to say about that.
Yeah for sure. I mean, because Pam and I had a phone call a while ago and actually, Pam, you don't know this, but I tried to keep you on the phone as long as possible because I liked hearing you laugh.
This is true. He actually told me this. He actually said it brightened up his day. He didn't want to let you go.
It did. I mean, I set aside maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes in my calendar for the call, but we went over that.
We went way over that. Way over that. Yes, I've had friends actually request that I record my laugh on Skype and send it to them.
I love that.
So, yeah, it's obviously something unique about it. Yeah. So I like using it. So whenever I can, I do try. But people like you guys definitely help me to keep up my jolly little.
I love when
we help. We help you meet your laughing quota.
I love when it starts off with a love fest. I mean, we've already won. We've already won. We're not even 5 minutes in. We've already won. That's it. That's it. You know. But yeah, let's dive in a little bit here, because you have a lot of knowledge, and I think that you can share a lot of with our audience, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. So I think
I can help.
The world of sync licensing. I think a lot of us know the term, but not so many people really know what it is or what it involves. So for people who aren't sure what sync licensing is, can you talk us through a typical day in the life of a sync licensing specialist and what your role is in placing music in film and TV and commercials?
Sure. well, my husband and I started Plutonic back in 2012 when he had just received back his catalog from Warner Chappell and Reverb Publishing. And we were trying to decide what to do with all of these songs that he had written over the last 20, 30 years. And I just kind of, in an off comment, just said, you know, well, why don't we try and get it on, you know, television or advertising or film, not really knowing or understanding all that was involved. It's not just a matter of I have a song and let me get it to a music supervisor, and I didn't even know that much at that time. But after doing lots of research, and you know, by the way, we're very lucky to live in these times where you can get on a computer and, you know, go on Google and research. You don't need to go to school or university or get a degree, and if you know how to use your research tools, and obviously Google is the best one out there. And after I found out, you know, that obviously it's a little bit more involved, I started attending conferences and workshops and special events where I got to actually meet music supervisors across all different platforms. And in doing so, you know, learn the inner workings of all that is involved. And basically, sync licensing is this. There are two sides to every song, the master and the sync. The master is the actual recording. So if you, Marcio, record a song, an original song, you own that song. That is your song. If, and then on the other side, because I don't want to go into covers yet, then there is the publishing side. And the publishing side basically is the music that is allowed out there into the public. You can record a song and only you hear it, only you play it. But when you want to let it go out into the world, there is a system which we call, how do you put it? Sync and master rights. Who owns the rights to those songs? You own the master. What goes out as far as an actual record, CD, the actual recording that you put out into the public, that is the sync side. So what you want to be able to do is give a music supervisor a track where you own both the master side and the publishing side. So all of your music, Marcio, I'm assuming you own the masters and the publishing?
Yes.
Okay. So you are a perfect candidate for someone like me, mm-hmm. who is a conduit between you, the artist, and a music supervisor. And that's basically what I do. I'm the middleman who helps you to get your music to those people who are in charge of pitching your music to the directors, the producers, the production companies, to get your music into that project that they're working on, be it television, film, advertising, games, trailers.
Well, and speaking of which, like, you tend to work mostly with independent artists like myself. which I think is one of the reasons you're on the show, because we think that's beautiful, because there's such a wide array of music that doesn't get used and can probably benefit everyone involved, because you can probably pitch it for a little less, but yet that's more than the independent artist would get otherwise. You know what I mean?
Sure.
What I want to ask is, why do you think that it's important that independents get placements, and what are you doing to make that happen right now?
Well, you know, if you haven't done any research, or you're not necessarily familiar with the background and inner workings of sync licensing, majority of the music you hear, again, across the platforms of television, film, and advertising, are independent artists. Obviously, there are the major artists who don't really need any assistance in getting placements because everybody already knows who they are. And the reason that you hear more independent music being used is obviously there's a lot more of it these days. Everybody is making music. Anybody can write and create a song. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's sync friendly. And so it's important that independent artists know and understand what the majors are doing, because most supervisors are out there looking for independent music. One, obviously, because it's more accessible, it's less expensive than, say, you know, an Adele or an Ed Sheeran or One Republic. But it's also a little bit more, it's less restricted, I want to say, in a sense of what you will hear from the majors. And a little bit more emotive, maybe a little bit more creative, because it's not necessarily trying to meet the trends. It's more about what somebody feels. And so, and that's important when you're talking about connecting with your audience, is that I can tell whether it's something that's contrived or something that is heartfelt.
I've heard songs in shows that I love. I have no idea who it's by, and I fall in love with the artist because of that. You know, I think it's still a way for artists to get discovered, which is obviously a secondary byproduct of the main purpose, which is serving the film or the commercial or whatever it is. But I mean, it's such a win-win for artists, independent artists. And Ross, I know you've definitely heard artists in shows before, and you've told me you've heard it and fallen in love with it.
Yep, that's where Shazam comes in handy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Shazam out, and you find out who that artist is, and then you follow them on Twitter, and then you become friends with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do want to go back to just something you said earlier, though. Just to clarify, you're talking about the master and the sync and the publishing. Okay, so is the master the actual recorded piece of work, or is that the actual songwriting? Or is that just completely different? Because you wouldn't ever license out songwriting, because that song can be recorded 10 different times. Now, do you need to... All different 10 versions can be published by different people, right?
Of course, yes.
It's the master recording you're talking about.
The master recording. Right. The song that you actually went and sung into a microphone and recorded on some type of digital
So let's
output.
Clarify that. So say I record, I'll just use myself as an example since I have a EP coming out next week. That's another plug. Okay. See that? See how I did that? See how I snuck that in there? I record a song called... Pam is awesome, okay? And version one of that gets picked up by a label, and they put that out. And they maybe own the publishing or whatever, or part of the publishing.
Correct.
Hopefully they wouldn't own the publishing. That would screw me over. Or however it works. But then I record an acoustic version of Pam is Awesome. But that master, because I own the song and everything, that I can completely own, and I completely own the publishing for that. Is that correct?
Correct. Like,
okay,
if you are an artist and you're signed to a publisher, normally you will make some type of agreement and as you're being signed. And part of the fine print, which everybody should read all of it, is to understand what their permissions and restrictions allow you to do with your music. Obviously, as you become more famous and, you have a million selling records, you can tell somebody how you want it to be. But don't ever give away all of anything.
No, of course not.
We've seen and heard all of the horror stories, and no use. Just makes no sense for us to keep repeating bad history.
No, exactly. You know, this is why I love doing this show. I've got to say, I love doing this show, just as a side note, because we get to speak to people like you, and I learn things. I mean, half the times Ross and I are really just asking the questions we want to know, and I figure if I
course.
want to know these questions, then there's got to be
And other
someone else
people
got to
do
know these
as well.
questions,
Yeah.
you know?
You know, you're not alone, and that's why it's important for
Right.
you to do this podcast, because all of the people that you're interviewing are telling you real-time stories as opposed to something historical that happened, 30, 40 years ago. And obviously the music business has changed just from when I entered in the late 80s to now. So understanding the business side, and I think what most people forget that is that this is the music business.
Sure.
And I do understand that when you're an artist, you don't necessarily have the time or wherewithal to delve into the business side, and you will, delegate all of that to somebody else.
I think most independent artists like myself, though, cannot afford to delegate, at least not
Cannot.
for a while. I mean, you can only, I've started delegating only recently, but you know, that's something that I think knowledge is power. I know it's an
Yeah.
old cliche, but it really is. It's true. Can you do one
Exactly.
thing for us, though? It's something a lot of people, a lot of artists, I think, get confused by. Could you explain the difference between sync licensing and publishing? Because I know it's completely different things, but there are companies that do both.
Okay, yes, because I actually do get people who contact me saying that they want us to be their publisher, and they're again doing your research, understanding, like, when you contact somebody, go to their website, do a Google search, find out who they are and what they do and how they do it. Don't just randomly email somebody with a generic copied letter saying, "I would like you to be this," or "I would like to do that." If you don't know who they
Dear
are, then
sir
you're,
or madam.
yeah,
Sorry, go
I
on.
mean, it's 2017. So, sync licensing and publishing are two different entities, like apples and oranges. We work together. We do a lot of, intertwining of information and the like. But what I do in sync licensing is that you're getting permission from the rights owner, the person who owns the master rights, and the person who owns the publishing rights, to get their permission to use that particular recording to air on a varied platform. Again, television, film, advertising, television, and games. Publishers actually take care of the whole business of your music, as opposed to just getting it synced. They help collect your royalties. They assist in helping you to, you would say, Marcio, as a songwriter, helping you to connect and collaborate with other songwriters. They sort of like your managers in a way, but
But just
they're
for the
not
song.
directing your, but just for the song,
It's like
not your
managing the
day to
song.
day.
Right.
It's the managers of the song. I guess I'm trying to find
They don't
a
get your songs
simple way.
placed or anything, but they try to maybe get another artist to cover one of your
They'll get another
songs
artist
or
to cover your songs. They'll
So if
pitch
you're a
you
songwriter
to.
who's trying to write for other artists, you're going to want a
Of
publisher.
course, you need to
Right.
have a
If
publisher.
you
You
want to
need to
get your
work
songs
with a publisher.
placed in media, you want to get a sync
You want,
licensing.
right?
Make
And
sense?
well, publishers do sync licensing as well, but it's just not necessarily dedicated.
Right.
They'll have a department within their company that does sync, but they do hundreds of other things as well. It's just like a record label. A record label, they have finance, they have legal, they have marketing, they have PR. It's so varied and it's
Bridge
so
Atlantic
large.
has Ross and I, and a couple
Exactly.
people that visit the show.
See how it works? See, just like that. So
No, I
again,
think that helps clarify it quite a bit, actually, because it does. Yeah, I think that's a perfect, simple explanation of it, without going into
right.
too
I
much
mean,
detail.
yeah, I was trying to find a way to make it simple, because I think people, they look on the internet and they get confused. And
Yeah, absolutely.
basically, a publisher is someone who takes care of the song and it, that song has many tentacles, whereas I only work on Sync.
You're one of the tentacles.
I'm one of the tentacles.
You're a dedicated tentacle. I like that.
There you go. That's me. I'm going to put that on my website.
There we go. Please do.
There we go. There you go. There's my byline. Perfect. Thank you. Let me be your dedicated tentacle. There we go.
See? Doesn't that have a ring to it, though?
Hello, Ross. Will you work on my new website?
Yep, that's going to be one of the main focus points.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. I love the way this all works. It's perfect. Right? Yeah. So please understand that, you know, even if you're signed to a record label, there are people who are signed to record labels who don't have publishing. There, and that's where you get copyright control, right?
Okay.
You could be signed to a publisher and not have a record label, not be signed to a record label because maybe like my husband or, with you, Marcio, you write songs, you create your own songs. And that's obviously what has transpired over this last decade and a half of the independent. And it's literally being independent where you do not have to have a publisher or, a label to create and put out music and distribute music. You can do it yourself. But again, if you're going to do that, you have to understand what a publisher does and what a record label does. So your whole entity has a foundation that works within this industry. There are very few rebels like Chance the Rapper or Frank Ocean.
Right.
But they had to get to a point where they were really already making lots of money and had a very good following so that they could do what they do now. And that might be the way things are changing and evolving, the next step of this new music business we're in.
Pam, are you ready for 20 questions?
Oh my God. Okay.
You're ready. You're always ready.
You're
ready. You're just one of those people that are always ready. I know. I just got that vibe. All right. Let's do this. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Meat or veggies?
Can I have a mixture?
Well, sure. I guess.
Okay. I'll say meat.
I can't believe I'm letting you get away with that. I'm the vegan on the show here, and I'm letting you get away with meat or veggies?
What
am I thinking? That's big. I must really like you. Twitter or Facebook?
All Twitter.
Talent or attitude?
Talent or attitude? Is that what you said? Talent.
And I guess we didn't say where you're calling in from here, but you're in London, England. So I'm going to ask you, Brooklyn or London?
Hello.
Because I mean like that.
I mean, really? Brooklyn. Hello. Was that really? You could ask another question. That's not. But yeah, Brooklyn. Let me repeat myself. Brooklyn. Go ahead. Did you catch that? Brooklyn.
Okay. I heard got it. That. I think we got it.
So indie or major?
Indie.
Yoga or yogurt? I'm actually stumping around this one.
Yogurt.
CD or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Mad Men or The Sopranos?
Oh, that's so not fair. Mad Men because of the music.
Education or experience?
That's always a stumper, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a stumper.
Yeah, because...
What's your first instinct?
I'll say experience.
Canada or Scotland? Canada or Scotland?
United States? Is that what you're going to say?
Wow. Wow. Well, no, you have to pick between Canada or Scotland. I see how it is.
What?
Canada or Scotland?
Oh. God. You know, as a kid, I always wanted to have a castle in Scotland. I said when I grew up, that's what I wanted to have. So I'm not answering that.
Okay, we're really
stumped. Well, you've had your one and only pass.
We only allow one pass an episode.
Okay, all right, okay. That's my pass.
So this one's kind of a UK versus USA question. So Cadbury's or Hershey's?
Hershey's. Sorry.
She didn't. I should be sorry. She didn't even flinch for that one. Style.
Oh.
Or substance.
Substance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm stuck in the 90s, as Marcio likes to remind me.
He really is. Sometimes Friends I wave to him, like, how's the 90s there? How's the 90s, Ross? It's okay. My first record was pretty much stuck in the 90s, so it's okay. Or at least had a lot of dips of the 90s. Dips? Dipped in the 90s? I don't know what
I've learned
saying.
So much about you, Ross, on this, this podcast.
I know.
For me, because I'm old school, it'll be Seinfeld. Oops, I can't hear you.
Apparently my microphone wasn't on right there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There has been no... This has been a flawless interview. Flawless. No problems.
The best one you've ever had.
So, Ghost or Dirty Dancing?
Ghost. The music again.
Now, consider the next one. It's very important.
Yeah. Michael Jackson... or Michael Bolton?
Keeping in mind that Michael Bolton recently tweeted us.
But well, bear in mind, sadly, Michael Jackson Bolton. Cannot
tweet us. Yeah, Michael Jackson doesn't have the opportunity to tweet us. In his
Michael
defense.
Bolton, and obviously, I mean, that goes unsaid. If he tweeted you guys, then hey.
Don't let me encourage it, though. Please, tell us your honest answer.
Michael Bolton or Michael Jackson?
Yes. Real question.
I'm originally from Gary, Indiana, so... I kind of have to go with Michael Jackson.
There you go.
Yeah. But I do like Michael Bolton.
Sure. And it seems like he has a great sense of humor. But we just get on the show, Michael. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Michael! We talk about you every week for 2.5 years. Come on, man.
I know. Free publicity. It's the least you can do.
You probably sold like an extra 7 records because of us. Maybe 8.
Yes, maybe.
I'll go out and buy 2 today. Yeah.
That's 10.
Ding, 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 ding.
Pam, Celine Dion or Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Although Celine has the voice. Come on.
Yeah, she
does. Yeah, but, you know.
But Marilyn Manson's Marilyn, badass.
Yeah, see, badass. That's me. I like bad boys.
I love it.
Now, this question, please don't overthink this question.
No.
A lot of people have the tendency to overthink it.
Okay.
Whale or kale?
Kale.
Bette Midler or the Riddler?
Oh, Bette Midler. Love.
And your final question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ross or Marcio?
I might take that laugh. We might start the show off with that laugh. That was like, your laugh is not only amazing, but that was like a perfect example of your laugh right there. Like right there.
I know. I like Marcio Ross.
Well, she put my name
That's
first,
fine.
So.
I like Marcio too, so.
I like Ross.
I like Marcio Ross, the whole thing.
This is a love fest. You know, I'm so glad she didn't pick. You know, most of our guests are like just assholes and they totally pick, but they're not really supposed to. They're really supposed to be diplomatic.
Kind of a
and
trick.
Be like, we love
yeah.
both of you. But like, I think 90% of them like just pick and we're like, wow, one of us got them offended. But see?
I love you
Pam
both.
Knows. Pam knows.
That's how you answer that question.
That's right. You can learn a lot from Pam, past guests
and
future guests.
Go to the school of Pam.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes,
seriously.
Yes,
now
yes.
It's not, and usually it's usually like I'm the loser. Usually Ross wins, and then I've got to follow up with the next question. So now this isn't awkward. So, you know, just quickly before we wrap up here, if you could offer one piece of actionable advice for artists who are looking to get their music placed, what would it be?
Number one, research. Every conference I go to, that's the main topic of conversation. If you have a song and you want it placed on television, do you watch television? What are your favorite television shows? What kind of music do they use on that show? Who's the music supervisor on that show? They list the credits at the end. Do you get in contact with the music supervisor directly? Probably not. That's why you hire a sync agent. They get about 1,000 emails a day. And why should they look at yours when they have 999 sitting there in their inbox and they don't know who you are? So the whole point of having or enlisting the services of a sync agency, and I'm not just saying platonic, there are several of us all over the world. But you want to work with somebody who actually already has a working relationship with the supervisors. It helps you to be able to do what you do, which is create music and write music and collaborate and the like. But the way that I work is that I keep you updated on what's going on, if anything is going on. Understand that it's not going to happen. Just because you gave me a song on Monday doesn't mean you're going to get a sync on Friday. It could take up to a year.
Right, and how would they get your attention if they wanted to work with you? Like, what are you looking for?
When you go on my website, and I have a little music submission tab, and I've written down everything you have to do. But why people don't read...
Oh, geez. Yeah, so just follow the basic instructions there. Don't insult you, basically.
Don't waste your time. And don't waste my time, because if you don't bother to take the time to read the fine print, I will open your email, because I listen to everything that comes in. Everything, because if you don't, then you might miss that gem.
Wow, that's beautiful to hear. It really is.
You have to. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps me up to date with what's going on. But I specifically say that I do not work with production music. And production music basically is, for lack of simple term, like elevator music.
Right.
You know, simple background music that really you can't necessarily distinguish. But I work with commercial music, music that is pre-recorded music. So the song is, you know, either you've recorded it or you know, it could be out there. It doesn't necessarily have to be released. There are no restrictions on whether it's released or not. I don't care whether you're signed to a label or a publisher or not. The really only important thing is the song. The main thing I have to know is who owns the masters and who owns the publishing. Because if it's with a major, then I normally don't work with things that are attached to a major, because it's too much of a complicated situation,
unless
I have a relationship with that major already, which I do have with a few. But to make it, there's One Stop and Easy Clear. One Stop means that without calling 20 other people to get approval, if that supervisor wants that song to air in that particular episode, they have my permission to do so. Easy Clear means that I have to make at least one or two phone calls to get permission, to get approval to use that song in that episode. Or
else it's not really worth your time either. If you got to be going through a dance between 20 different people, and it makes sense. You know what? Yeah. It also seems like simplify it further. It's almost like you're akin to a publicist in a way. You're, the publicists are the gatekeepers between the artist and the press. I would call you the gatekeeper between the artist and getting placed in any bit of media. I mean, it's quite simple when you just reduce it to that.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
It's just like I have an article on my website called What Makes a Song Licensable? Because not every song that you've ever heard has a friendly take with what's currently being aired, you know, on whatever media platform.
Right.
So, you know, if you want your song to be in a video, in a video game, what type of music is being used, let's say, in Assassin's Creed? They're not using Celine Dion, you know? So know where your music fits. Understand that to send me production music, when I clearly state on my website that we do not promote or enlist your music onto our catalog, because that's not the type of music that we do. Their production libraries ad infinitum. You can go out there and you can put your music on and they will work it, but that is not what I do. So don't bother wasting your time nor my time sending me music that I cannot use.
That's right.
Every.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and just, you know, and I tell people again on the Music Submission site, go on our SoundCloud, go on our Sync Sampler page and listen to the type of music that we promote, that we have in our catalog. And if your music sounds similar, then send it to me. And if I think it works with some of the current projects I have or just recently passed projects, then we're more than happy to take you on. But do understand that this is, it's all about timing. It's all about, you know, you're not the only artist in the world making music. There's some right. kid in Malaysia. There's some, you know, older guy in Bulgaria. There's some really great up-and-coming guys in Toronto. There's some amazing artists in Glasgow. So, you know, everybody's making music now. It's not like it's restricted to just your country or your neighborhood anymore. It's the world. And they're all contacting supervisors on a daily basis. Don't ever ask, did you listen to my music? Because if I listen to it and I liked it, I'll get back in touch with you.
Right.
If you send it to me and you're my client, I've obviously already submitted it. No one's picked up on it yet because it's not that they hate it. It's that it doesn't fit their current project. It's that simple.
That's great. That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. It really, I mean, I think people just make it really, really complicated.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
And it doesn't have to be, but I think you just have to be realistic. I think Sync has to be a part of your marketing strategy. It's not the end all be all.
Dedicated tentacle. It has to be a tentacle. The artist needs to be the octopus, and you need to have, well, maybe not just octopus or tentapus. I don't know what you want to call it. That sounds awful. But you know, you need to, just like me, I'm starting to grow tentacles. This is there kind of an okay analogy, I guess.
It's working.
You know, and a few people that are working with for the creature there, which is me, you know.
Yeah.
And you need to be one of those arms, one of those tentacles. And it's as simple as that. Now, where can people find you online the best? I think you mentioned you like Twitter the best. You like Twitter?
I like Twitter.
Yeah, so what's your Twitter? How can people find you and connect with you and possibly hire you to be one of their tentacles?
Your dedicated tentacle.
Yeah.
Yes. You can reach me. Actually, the best way to reach me is on our website.
Okay.
Because on Twitter, I really don't like people pitching me there.
Right. You can kind of see the shuffle.
It does. And I might miss it completely, you know, because the timeline just, you know, it flows.
Yeah, of course. I hear you.
But you can follow me obviously and kind of see what I'm thinking, kind of music that I'm listening to and artists that, you know, we're working with, just to get a vibe and feel of who I am and what I'm like and, you know, musically. And on Twitter, it's Plutonic, it's Plutonic GRP Sync. So I couldn't,
we'll put that. It'll be right under your name.
And obviously our website is,
over there.
PlutonicGroup.com. Yeah. Right over there. Yeah. Right there.
Awesome. Yeah. And I highly recommend that you follow Pam because she is awesome. And I would also like it if you follow our show. You'll find us on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, and YouTube. Just search Bridge Atlantic, and you'll find us on there.
You know where else we are, Russ, which you never mentioned? We are also on
Instagram.
Don't mention Instagram, Russ. We are on Instagram. We post there a number of times a day.
I follow you on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah, see, I don't know why you don't mention it. What do you got against Instagram, man? I don't know.
I have no idea. But Instagram, I'm very sorry for not mentioning you more. I make it up to you, and I will mention you more in the future.
Well, in fact, we'll mention each other on Instagram because I'm on Instagram too. So we'll just sort of like piggyback this and, you know, I'll talk about you and you talk about me and it'll be happy days.
Perfect.
There we go.
There you go. As for me, I am releasing my acoustic EP, The Reimagining Volume 1, next week, which I'm really excited about. I'm also working on my second full-length solo album. You can be a part of it and you can actually, I'm gonna do that again actually because I messed that up. So here we go. As for me, I actually have... what is going on? What is going on? These are all open. What is going on? Unbelievable. Here we go. As for me, I've got a brand new acoustic EP, The Reimagining Volume 1, coming out next week. I'm also working on my second full-length solo album, and you can actually pre-order them both at marcinvalley.com/pledge. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Spotify, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli. Don't be afraid to say hi. I do like to chat with people who are either into my music or appreciate the Bridge Atlantic show we do here. And anyone else, you can go fuck yourself. No, I'm just joking. Just say hi. Anyone, come around. Say hi. Let's chat. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Seriously. If you're
talk
not,
it
you're,
out.
But really, if you're not supporting someone, you do go fuck yourself. Anyway.
Oh, and I'm working on websites for various artists at the moment, and you can check out my work and my blog at electrickiwi.co.uk. Mm-hmm. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi, and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design. Did I mention Instagram?
You did mention Instagram. This episode was brought to you by Chris Keaton, Joe Centenary, Buck Naked Soap Company, 30 Roses, our girl 30 Roses, and Social Surge. All links are in the show notes, so please check them out because they do keep this show alive.
Yeah. They do. And if you want to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic and you can be one of our mini tentacles.
Wow. Wow.
I love it. I love it.
Maybe they can be the suction cups on the tentacles if they just want to like do for like as low as
are you calling them suckers? Are you calling our sponsors suckers?
Not directly, but anyway, Pam, this has honestly been great. I'm grateful that Ross has introduced us because you're definitely a very special spirit.
Thank you. And I am so happy I finally got to be a part of this show. And please, if you ever need me back, I'm here for comic relief, you know, or laugh tracks, whatever you need.
We might just do that.
I've noted that in my diary.
Please do.
All right. The interview is over, but we are not done with you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.